We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're broadcasting live on Facebook Live, and we're in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio because we have a special announcement, and it is my delight to turn things over to our program director, Mr. Mitch Rosen.
Thank you, Mal. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to all our Score fans out there. You know, it's ironic. Today is NFL Free Agency Day, the start of Free Agent Day. And today on The Score, it's a new beginning for us. We're excited to announce a new lineup today on The Score, our own Free Agency Day. And so many people to thank, when Entercom purchased CBS Radio, they had one of their goals in mind was to play offense. Well, today we're playing offense on NFL Free Agency Day. David Field, the head of the company, Wheezy Kramer, the CEO, Jimmy DeCastro, my boss who runs the entire market here in Chicago, we thought let's start off on Free Agency Day with the new lineup. We bring some familiar voices, some new voices, and people that have been here, and we're so excited to bring everybody together today. Mully and Hanley in mornings. I know, Mo, we'll get into the rest of the lineup. The only person that couldn't be here today and we're proud to have on our staff, he's on every night at 6, is Lawrence Holmes. Quite frankly, one of the smartest people in radio and in Chicago. Lawrence is on every night from 6 to 10. But we're excited for today. It's a huge day for The Score, for our listeners, for our partners, home of the Bulls, home of the Cubs. This is just an exciting time for The Score. So without further ado, Mo, please honor us with our starting lineup.
All right, here we go. Let's, we got Brian Hanley.
Nice to meet you, sir. How are you doing?
And we are going to be followed by Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. They are here. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
You know, I mean, it's a sad day in a way because, of course, Stephen Hawking passed away. So the greatest mind of our generation is lost, and yet here we have two guys in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight that will be doing sports radio like astrophysicists.
I told him we can't get bogged down doing an entire segment on Chaucer or the second act of King Lear.
How about it? We got some English majors on the air.
Save that for the podcast.
We'll be doing a lecture series. It's going to turn out great. Yeah, no, it's. I'm thrilled to be back and thrilled to be working with all of you guys. And it will be a lot of fun. The last time that Dan and I were on a big table like this, he was giving me a job and talking about English stuff, too.
That was Score Search more than a decade ago. Think about that.
Wow. It was meant to be.
I want to tell you this, too, and this is something that is important to me in all this, and I don't know if this is part of the announcement or not, but the fact that we're bringing back transition between the morning and midday show, it's something in... I go back as a Score listener to day one of the station when I was working out in Rockford, and then a couple years later, I had the honor of being able to come here to work. And one of my favorite aspects of this station, what I think is the most real and heartfelt and granular sports radio, is the transitions between the shows. And it's as part of this, one of the aspects that has me most excited is making that part of the morning and using that energy as a springboard into our show from yours.
And it's always fun.
Marcus of Queensbury rules, isn't that what we decided?
No blood, no foul.
That's right. And, of course, you guys will give way to Mac is back, Dan McNeil.
Radio legend.
Radio legend Dan McNeil.
Big hand for Danny Mac.
And Danny Parkins will be teaming up in the afternoons.
Yeah, we hope to be as granular as...
it starts already.
...as everything. It'll be a great billboard.
Mac, you've worked here before?
Yeah, a time or two. It's good to be back. It really is. Thank you, everybody. And it's good to hug Dan Bernstein before my third coffee on a Wednesday morning as well. We're already talking about fishing in August.
I'll believe it when I see it.
It didn't take long.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, exactly.
You're already taking time off?
Yeah. Yeah, Mac is back.
I am excited about being with this young guy, too. I'll tell you why. He has everything that embodies what you need to have a star in sports radio. He has presence. He is a notorious preparation guy. He is bringing it every day, and he's willing to do the grassroots level promotional things that I think made this radio station what it was in the early 90s and was for a long time. And I'm very excited about being his two guard.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, and I interned for Mac, so this is totally surreal. I will keep you young, sir, and Grandpa, whatever we're going to be calling
wow.
you today.
What'd you call Mac when you were an intern?
Sir.
Sir.
Really?
Sir.
Wow.
Yeah, I got
sir,
it. Got, I parked his
Even
car.
Even after you got the gig, you said?
Danny.
Danny.
He would
Danny.
Quote Caddyshack and Rounders to me. I'd give him gambling tips, also losers. But no, it's going to be incredibly fun to do this. I'm very excited for the direction of the station. And I know Connor's just a year or two older than me. And so as the young guys and hopefully some of the new guard at this station, it is an absolute dream come true. Like the idea that I will be hosting the afternoon show with, for my money, the best host in the history of this city, Dan McNeil, on the home of my two favorite teams, the Cubs and the Bulls, is just like 2 years ago, that would have been 1,000-to-1 shot in my life. And so much less 10 years ago.
Should have put 100.
Should have put 100 on it, exactly.
Well, and I wasn't coming back until Jimmy DeCastro did that Bulls deal.
Yeah.
As soon That's as right. LS bailed on the Bulls, and I picked up the phone and I said, "Deacon, there's your chance to get me back right now."
I thought you were coming back to do pre and post.
To Chuck Swirsky.
And Danny, I know you're crushed that you can't live Jorge Soler's career in Kansas City.
Yeah, you know, I loved Kansas City. It was a great town and it was great to me, but this is better.
Yeah, a little bit.
This is better.
Brian, as a Score original, what is your take on the new lineup?
It's unbelievable. I mean, for Connor, we're going to have to get some angry White Sox fans. I don't think there are any. Everyone's on board with the rebuild, but just to make it home, we got to get
I'm really not comfortable without White Sox fans screaming at me,
in the
so that would help
after,
a lot.
Yeah,
thank you.
I thought Chris Runge took him to St. Louis with him. They're screaming at him outside his apartment.
I mean, just to see the evolution and, as Mitch said, to be on offense and constantly, not letting grass grow underneath your feet to see this change is unbelievable. And seeing the pairings on – it's going to be very interesting, a great listen, actually, when you have the intern and the mentor. Was he a mentor?
Yeah.
Really?
He got suspended in Kansas City the first time. Who do you think he called?
That's true. That's true. Thanks for bringing that up, Mac.
Danny, don't try to be me. Don't do that.
I stopped that a little while ago. I haven't been suspended yet since I've been back, Mitch.
You know, the thing is, it's been more than 11 years since I've had time on the bench.
What?
Yeah, more than a lot. Time on the bench in terms of being suspended.
Oh, okay.
See, when you don't work for a couple of years.
Oh, it's easier. It's you tough can't to be suspended if you're not playing. I get it.
Well, could Ford suspend you?
Wow.
I do need a new car. We need to talk about that.
And we do want to mention Lawrence, obviously, as Mitch said, and Les overnights. You know, Les gives us a nice lead in. To our show, and there is a great camaraderie among everyone, so we're looking forward to a lot of that stuff going on.
Hey, one thing I wanted to mention, part of our family here at the Score are all our producers, and our fans get to know our producers as they do personality. So every producer here who's worked with different shows and pour their blood, sweat, and tears every day into making great radio. Just a big salute to every producer here.
Absolutely.
So I didn't want to forget all our producers.
And members of Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
So what do we make of NFL free agency since this is the day?
Daniel, bench Trubisky.
Hey, his name's already been butchered in the last hour.
Daniels.
In the great tradition of quarterbacks.
Somewhere Ashlon Jeffries is calling up Chase
Daniels. McGowan.
That's right.
Yep.
Trubisky.
As soon as I saw it, he is the most enviable position to be in, the quarterback who's not playing, who therefore becomes better.
He just signed for 2 years, $10 million, and Big Z during Big's time told us that makes it about $30 million now that he's made in the NFL career to not work.
With one less than
touchdown pass?
Yeah,
less than 300 regular season NFL snaps.
Yeah. One touchdown pass.
Mike Glennon wants to renegotiate.
There should be some sort of award for that, shouldn't there?
Yeah.
You know the danger in the NFL. You remember Jonathan Quinn? That guy was a great player until he had to play. And then it all fell apart. And I remember talking to a guy who said that When he got in the huddle, his hands actually were shaking. He could not stop his hands from shaking.
Wow.
So
it's a great sign. Yeah.
Being able to be around and stick around and get paid, that is a laudable thing in the NFL. But you'd prefer a guy that maybe wasn't shaking when he got on the field.
Well, I covered Chase in Kansas City, and they always talked about him that he will be a quarterback coach or an offensive coordinator one day. He's here to teach Mitch Trubisky the offense from the player perspective.
I covered college football my first job out of college. We covered a Mizzou game. I think it was the Cotton Bowl somewhere, and he's doing press then and there, talking about how my future is as a coach. You know, I know what I want to be in this game, and that'll be, he was a senior in college and still talking about knowing what that future is.
My first beat was Jeff George in the Illini, and he still thinks he's going to be a quarterback in this league. He was telling us that then. He's telling us
he probably could still play.
Well, yeah.
I mean, look around the league. I mean, you know, one of the amazing things, and the Bears, say what you want about the quarterback situation, at least they're not trying to sign some guy that just left Minnesota. It seems like every time you turn around, the very fact that these guys are moving from team to team tells you that that position is obviously the most important in football, and a lot of teams don't have the
There aren't
answer.
60 guys to
fill out the... there aren't 30.
The problem is that Case Keenum and Nick Foles have ruined it for everybody. Because with these backup quarterbacks who may not want to play or may not be as ready, they're like, stop doing that. Now they're going to expect me to do that. Now I have to actually complete passes and keep the team good. When, like you said, there's a lot of caddies there that are content to be caddies that aren't ready to actually be the player.
Yeah, we were batting this around during the 5 at 5 in the first hour of the show about how much better are the Bears in the last 48 hours. And when you look around the division, even though you hopefully they made strides here with these signings, you know, the fact that the Vikings have themselves what they believe a quarterback, $83 million worth of quarterback, and that Aaron Rodgers has got another weapon. You know, even with the strides the Bears seemingly are making, does that necessarily improve their lot in the North Division at this point?
It doesn't. They could be better and still finish last.
Yeah.
They really could
That's
be.
The concern.
And I don't know how much better they are. A wide receiver with a knee bothers me. I don't care how
well you got two
is.
Of them.
Yeah, so two knees.
Price performer.
And you already have a couple here. Right. So
and
you got
a
team of them.
The Gabriel kid from Atlanta, he doesn't knock me out. He's just a guy. Isn't he?
I mean, Danny, he fits that Kansas City thing, though, right?
He's
exactly the type of player they like in their offense.
Yeah, I mean, he's not as talented as Tyreek Hill, but he is as fast as Tyreek Hill.
And they're one of the taller, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
Tyreek Cohen.
They're much better. They still might be the last place team in the division, but they're not going to win this year anyway. Like, it's not about this year. It's about trying to build a team to win on Trubisky's rookie contract. And you got 4 years left of that.
But and if it's not last season for Trubisky where he's got hot garbage to throw to, you have one more season where maybe you find him some sort of rhythm. He learns something. You have to make sure that in those 4 years where he's on the rookie deal, you're not wasting seasons of development by throwing to guys with breadboards for hands and, you know, 5-5-40 times.
Dan, I was listening yesterday, and I was driving around, and you get the caller on the day of all these signings. It should be all about hope and optimism. Guy says, okay, when Trubisky's no good, what happens then?
Everybody's fired.
And you're like, we're having that conversation today? Bears fatigue and beatdown apparently alive and well out in Bears Nation.
I found it odd that that's top of mind. What if this fails? And I'm thinking, look, for every NFL team, if your quarterback sucks, you're doomed. There is no. You don't worry about. Well, what if this? What if this? They're building everything around this guy?
Sure.
They're betting
Daniel
everything on it. That's right. Now that Daniels is here, it's all fine.
Hey, but Trey Burton threw a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl, so they got three quarterbacks on the roster.
Trey Burton is another interesting one to look at because you bring in a tight end here. Well, didn't they do that a year ago? Didn't they draft a tight end a year ago? I mean, now you're in tight end fix part two, right? This is the thing that scares me a little bit. Are we having a draft or a redraft? Are we doing free agency or a re-free agency, right? This is when you start talking about constantly rebuilding the same positions, it can't help but scratch your head a little.
Yeah, I don't know if Matt Nagy likes Adam Shaheen as much as Ryan Pace did. That's still to be determined. But the Chiefs played 40% of their snaps in two tight end sets last year. So it's totally conceivable that Shaheen and Burton play together.
What about Sims? Is he dumb?
They he should
be. Yeah, because he's got a $5 million savings or $4
million?
Four? Okay.
Friday he gets $4 or $5 million if he's still sticking around.
Blocking tight ends that don't block are not the most valuable in the NFL. I looked that up before the show. I don't know.
Good research.
Thank you.
There's that prep you
were talking about.
Hard reputation stuff today at 1 o'clock.
He's got two reputations for that kind of thoughtful preparation and for being dehydrated.
So, what is this water? Is that what this is called? Water? Can you sell someone get me one of those, please?
All right. Well, this is a sample of what you're going to get. I hope it is enough for people. But if it isn't, you can stay tuned, and you'll be hearing it all day long. Brian and I will stay with our 5 to 9 shift, and then, of course, we'll have Bernsey and Connor, and then that will lead right into Danny and Danny. And is that what we –
the Dans?
No, what do we have?
Oh, my God. Your name's Danny, too?
A heavy fuel Dan. How are we going to work that one out?
I'll let you actually, not too heavy with him. Yeah. That would
work.
No. If I were a little taller, we could walk next to each other and be the number 10.
And Lawrence, of course, 6 to 10, leading into overnights with Les. It's a fun group to be a part of. We're thrilled to have everybody here and to come into our show. Well, very nice of you guys to let us make the announcement because I think we're all
well. We didn't have a choice, Molly, but thank you.
I mean, I know there was some concern, Mac, but you know, we petitioned for it and everybody decided to let it happen. We're going to let it breathe a little bit. Speaking of which, Dan, this is a special bottle of wine that we're going to fight over later. That's the Score lineup. This is a 2015?
2018.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got to get my cheaters on.
Jimmy was stomping grapes last night.
That's right. Okay. 2015 wine, but the label just went on, and you can get that downstairs, right, Jimmy? Are we serving that today? Is that the...
At the tavern,
at the park, which is a wonderful place, and head there, and you can get yourself a nice bottle. And gentlemen, hopefully, we'll be able to open one and celebrate. So, congratulations to everyone. We're really looking forward to great things from the Score.
Thank you.
Thanks. Cheers.
Thank you.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. That is the voice of Fred Hoiberg. He, of course, the man with the plan, the Bulls head coach. And again, I'm glad they lost that game. They lost that game by a score of 112-106 to the Clippers. And it's not about – it's not that I like the tank or anything like that. I've wrapped my mind around the idea – that if they win because the three amigos are playing well, then I'm on board. And if one of those guys is out, or if the three of them aren't playing well, then I don't want them to win because of anyone else. So they lose the game. Lauri Markkanen has to sit out, and he's got some back spasms. Again, he got his driver's license yesterday. He had to go take a driving test, and then he drove down, and he felt some barking in the back, which happens with people that have back issues.
Fourth time that's happened with this season with him, right?
Yeah.
Dating back to...
And you don't want the kid to have any back issues or anything like that. I don't think it's severe enough that you shut him down for the rest of the year. We did ask that question this morning. And Dustin, God bless you, he loves to shut guys down.
Yeah.
Dustin is of the belief that there are only so many sunsets in a career, and you need to preserve them. And you don't just play guys unless you're trying to win. And by the way, it might be a way to circumvent the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, with his you must play everyone rule.
Because what, Rolo had 12 points in 12 minutes last night? So
yes,
you
he did.
Kind of balance that by taking one of your core guys out. One of the reasons I thought, okay, if he has a back issue, you don't want it to be chronic, you know, be conservative with it. He looks tired. He played, as you point out, he played internationally last summer. He's got the rookie wall thing going.
Sure.
Just had a baby. I mean, there are all sorts of reasons why.
Just got a driver's
he
license.
Could be exhausted. He was at DMV. That took a lot of that takes.
He spent the whole day there.
That
damn
takes
it.
Like 5 years out of your life. But Zach LaVine, you know, is this an issue here? And for the first time last night,
right.
In the post game, I heard him allow the fact when someone asked about. Well, is it the knee you're dealing with? You know, it's just consistency. And he pretty much said all the above and said he can't wait to have an off season because he lost that last year in terms of working on his game, not working on a rehab. But the fact of the matter is, but for a late three last night, he was going to have another single-digit output. Third in the last five games, he was 3 of 13 with 10 points. And it just looks herky-jerky. It just doesn't look like it's anything but linear for this guy. And you know, if in fact Lowry was to be missing a lot of the final 15 games, and that gave Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine an opportunity to do what Chris Dunn and Lowry Markkanen did in December and get some chemistry going and get maybe that would benefit in the long run. It would benefit everybody. I don't know.
And I don't know where I read it, and I apologize. I just don't, I don't remember, but it was 25 players under 25. Might have been an ESPN thing. I don't recall.
And Zach wasn't on
He was not included.
Yeah.
So that is a little bit disconcerting, because if he's going to be the centerpiece of that threesome, then you would like that to be sorted out, and you'd like to have him included.
And he's got to get paid this summer, and I would imagine his agent's going to say he's certainly on that list, and probably higher than 25.
And they're going to have to pay him. I don't think I think they knew that when they made the deal that he was coming into that moment, and they were going to have to go ahead and fork over money to him, and I think they'll do it. I don't think anything that's happened would give you any sort of pause, but I do think, Brian, that you know, here I got two thoughts on this. One of the things I like when I watch my sports and I think about injuries, I like the idea of compartmentalizing an injury. I like the idea that he had a knee injury and then he came back this year and then he can move forward knowing the knee injury is over. I like the idea of not shutting a guy down due to injury when you don't have to when it comes to Lauri Markkanen. I like the idea that you can go ahead and end a season. That's 1 year done. Now I go on to my next one. I'm against this, you know, shut them down, give up on it, because I think you need to play the entirety of a season. This is Markkanen's first year in the NBA. He needs to know what he's going to be facing and what the damage being done to him by taking part in some of these basketball tournaments that he may choose to or may not to. I want all these guys to go through a season together and understand that it wasn't good enough, that it takes a toll, and that they're starting fresh.
Well, you know what Fred has to hop on today? Not only was, Zach LaVine admittedly said he was frustrated with the shooting and the way calls or non-calls last night, he started lollygagging on defense, and he started just jogging back. Okay, you can't allow a young guy like that to fall into that habit.
That's great.
When the officials aren't going his way, the shot's not going his way, there's one thing you can control, and that's effort. And he needs to take care of the coach. He has to reinforce that today.
All right. We're going to bring in our buddy David Haw, the lead sports columnist of the Chicago Tribune. He's down in Dallas getting ready for the big upset. Loyola about to pound the Miami Hurricanes, hopefully win by a point. And we'll talk to David about it next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. That was once David Haw's nice little soundtrack, but unfortunately we heard yet again today that Mike Lennon has co-opted that, and now that he's driving to Arizona, he's going to drive, right? He's playing it, and he's whistling along. And
he's got Trubisky's old beat-up car.
David Haw's the lead sports columnist of the Chicago Tribune. And, of course, he writes the In the Wake of the News column. Good morning, David. How are you?
Morning, guys. So the Glennon news is official now. He's a former Bear.
I guess he's going to
back up Sam Bradford in Arizona.
Nothing's official till 3, right?
Yeah.
When does he pen his farewell to Chicago letter?
Oh, wow.
Is he going to take out a page in the paper?
Can't top the Jake Arrieta letter, but yeah. That would
I
be
hope
like
he does, because that would be another gimme column, so I think that would be great.
Well, you did the 2-for-1 yesterday, so.
Well, it's a special, Brian. It's Wednesday.
And the food section. Are you in the Metroplex as we speak?
I am. I just arrived in Dallas, guys. It's here for Loyola. Excited to head over there.
35
in about an
East
hour
or West?
So.
Which one are you on?
I think I've been on both of them this morning. The Uber driver a little confused, but hopefully the Ramblers have a little better sense of direction. Porter Moser is going to be holding court in a little bit. And look, I know there's a lot going on in Chicago sports and the Cubs and the Bears and everything else at the score. Loyola is a great story too in its own right. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we get to see what they're capable of, and I think that it's an exciting time right now.
I'm getting increasingly nervous that they're being picked in different places. You know, a little too many people seem to think they have a good shot at this one, and I do too. And I have them as a centerpiece of my bracket. You know, every 33 years or so, I do it. But this is gonna be a difficult game for them. Nothing is easy when you're a mid-major.
Not at all. I mean, Molly, part of that is part of your delightful neuroses. You can't take success and compliments. But I think the other part is, people recognize just how good and complete this team is because there's no one player to shut down. Clayton Custer's the MVP of the conference. He averages 13 points a game. Five players in double figures. I mean, this is a very seasoned team that plays smart and within itself, and they can play defense. And I don't think that they're going to be overwhelmed by the moment with Miami. Now, that's the one thing with a team that shoots it as they do from three. If they're tight, they're not going to be shooting straight. And if they're, the anxiety that factors in. But I think this is a mature group. So I believe they'll rise to the moment, and I do think they will advance. But it is a little bit unsettling, maybe, because so many people expect them to advance.
David, Jim Larrañaga, like a lot of coaches, is going to try to find the weak link and attack it. I don't know if that's Krutwig. I don't know who that guy is.
Well, he'll try to attack Krutwig because they got a big guy that can shoot from about 12 feet out, and they'll try to draw him away from the basket and then try to go one-on-one. I'd be very surprised with a high-screen team if they don't do that. And it's a lot to put onto a freshman player. But it's funny because, Brian, you laughed at this, and I'd like to get David's opinion of it. The thing about Krutwig is that he is not a over-the-rim player. He is a guy that is, deals with gravity like some
space
of us
eater,
do.
Yeah.
But he's a big body guy, and he knows how to play the game, and he can move well for a big guy, and he has a series of moves underneath. What Loyola is facing is the quality of athlete that Miami has. That's going to be – you'll know right away. I'm not saying Loyola doesn't have quality athletes. I'm saying that this is going to be the battle. They've got this 5'8", 5'6", yes, point guard that is like this water bug that can just, shoot all over the place, and they got a really athletic big guy. So, again, this is going to be the battle just as a mid-major. Does the experience overcome some of that? Does the fact that Loyola has, two, whatever you want to call them, redshirt seniors or redshirt juniors, I guess they should be seniors, and a couple of seniors and a freshman, can that be enough to overcome a team like that?
That's always the great thing about the tournament. You got teams like Loyola in the past, mid-majors like Butler, Valparaiso, the savvy, experienced, maybe undersized guy. The reason that he's at Loyola, the reason these players are at the mid-majors is because maybe they lacked the athleticism of the third guy on Miami's bench, or the major Power 5 school has the resources to attract these guys. And that's what the tournament brings out, of these great matchups. If Loyola can hit their shots, they can overcome the lack of athleticism. They're not going to win that battle. So I think it's going to be, you don't want to reduce it, because I think it takes away from Miami, very well-coached team in its own right. Sure. He's a Final Four coach. They're disciplined. They can be. They just have the athleticism. So it's not necessarily, the athleticism versus the cerebral team. But I do think that Miami has better depth, better athleticism, and the question will be, can Loyola shoot well enough to combat all those things? That's the beauty of the drama of the tournament.
And Loyola was playing for its tournament life every game. I mean, they won 10 consecutive games, had to win the tournament. They knew that. They talked about it as a team. And now they've had basically going to have a 10-day layoff. And you had Miami with some big wins, but kind of up and down in their final 10 games or so. So the intangibles are going to come into play, and we don't know exactly how that will play out.
No, but you like a team that considers this its moment in time. You like a team that looks at this historically, and they could go both ways, Brian. I mean, obviously, we all know that the anxiety can overwhelm. We talked about that, but this game means more to Loyola. Probably, it's a generalization, but the institution, the fan base, the players, than it does to Miami. Miami, if they lose in the first round on Thursday, they're going to be back next year.
Right.
Loyola might be, but they might not be. You know why? Because they haven't been here in 33 years. So the weight of that history magnifies the meaning. So they're going to be able to rise to the occasion because they've been pointing toward this since they signed the letters of intent. And that's the difference, I think, that sometimes you see. The magic of the tournament is these guys recognize that and they seize the moment.
David, we got to talk about the Bears for a second because they have been very active. Obviously, Allen Robinson and Trey Burton and Taylor Gabriel are weapons to help the quarterback and help his development. They also got a field goal kicker. Guess what? That helps people if they're trying to win football games. They got a cornerback back in Prince Amukamara who doesn't make a ton of plays, doesn't force a ton of turnovers, but he is an NFL legit corner, and all of a sudden you're in a division where there's quarterbacks everywhere. What is your take about what they've done thus far?
And all of a sudden they have a backup quarterback,
yes,
a new one, Chase Daniel. And I thought that's what your big announcement was, Molly. You were going to say Mark Sanchez finally the next Bear, and you were going to be so happy about that.
He's taking
that
over from Dave Ragone, Dave.
Quarterback
okay,
coach.
So look, the Bears are off to a great start. As Ryan Pace, as I wrote this morning, it's a second chance to make a first impression. He hit reset. You know, he should have been fired. He wasn't. They gave him a reprieve, and he's taking advantage of that right now. He has a bad record in free agency. Yesterday was a good day for the Bears. Allen Robinson has questions about his knee. But to me, for my money, this is a team that can afford that risk because they're rebuilding. They're not in it to win it next year.
Right.
If he comes back, he's 24 years old. He turns 25 in August. Mm-hmm. He's a playmaker. All these decisions, Trey Burton, are guys who not necessarily are here to win now, but are there to win later. And I think as long as you stay consistent with that theme, then you're going to, you know, be probably increase your chances. Look, the internal struggle on free agency is always to, you know, control your optimism because everybody looks good. And now you're talking about, oh, can they win 9 games? Oh, can they win 9 games and be in last place? What a great division. Health factors in, inconsistency factors in, youth factors in. We don't know what kind of head coach Nagy is yet. All these things temper your enthusiasm a little bit, but credit, give it where it's due. And Ryan Pace, you know, was aggressive early, got the guy he needed to address a need at wide receiver, and that's what free agency is all about.
But winning in free agency is never an indicator of winning in the regular season.
Ask for a con.
No.
No, he'll tell you. A couple of years ago, everyone was telling you won the offseason, and that turned out to be a little bit of a disaster. You never know.
Yeah, you never know, and you got to be careful. And it's still, you can't get carried away. It's still about the draft. It's still about depth. It's still about the quarterback. You know, all these things are happening because of the faith that the Bears have placed in Mitch Trubisky and the reputation that he is developing around the league. Allen Robinson's not walking away from Blake Bortles and Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco if Mitch Trubisky isn't thought to be a future, you know, I don't want to say star, but if his arrow's not up and people don't recognize that, he's not here. Same with Trey Burton, I think. There are opportunities that these guys passed up for the chance to play in an offense that where they're going to be featured and where Trubisky's going to be able to get him the ball.
Great stuff, David. Always a joy to talk to you, and we will be doing so again on Friday, hopefully, as you prepare for yet another Rambler victory.
I'm sure Scott Boris is trying to get a hold of you, so we'll clear the line for you.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was late. I was talking to him. You know? No, I have not connected with Scott Boris.
Well, it was well deserved.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah. Finally, someone had the nerve to go after that guy a little bit.
Thanks, guys.
That is David Haw, of course, with the Chicago Tribune.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.